I get to meet a controversial school teacher from Hebden Bridge who has been described both as inspirational and irresponsible. Leonora Rustamova, known as Miss Rusty, was sacked from Calder High School in May after a book she wrote about her pupils ended up on the internet.
Well, after she was suspended in January, groups of students came out in support of Miss Rusty, and we'll actually meet live somebody we've already spoken to about her. Some said she was the best teacher they've ever had. Some parents, though, expressed concern that she'd broken pupil confidentiality, and the school governors found her guilty of misconduct. Now, the reason we spoke about her but not to her was that while she was suspended, Miss Rusty was not allowed to talk to the media. Now she is free to give her side of the story, and she's here along with one of the pupils who featured in her book, Travis Downs, having battled against the motorway traffic this morning.
Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you both.
Leonora, thank you for coming in. Travis, nice to see you as well. Why did you write the book?
Well, this sort of story goes back to September 2007 when I was given a very challenging group of 16-year-old boys to teach for English. They were actually in their last year of school, but they'd done their GCSE English the year before. In fact, I think they'd done it in all their subjects the year before. So they weren't really expected to get through to the end of school. Travis, who's here with me, is one of the students in the group. I was trying to encourage them to get interested in books, to try and inspire them to be interested. They wouldn't actually listen to any of the usual books that we use to encourage disaffected readers. And in the end, in desperation, I asked them what they would be prepared to listen to. And they came up with the idea that if I wrote a story about them, about how they feel every day, and then make something exciting happen. So basically, base the story in the school, describing themselves, and then turn it into a sort of a fiction adventure.
So I'll read you a bit.
Then they would listen.
Five wild childs in their last year of school, and me in mine, the only girl, and from a very different place. I'd never met anyone so annoyed with education as they were. They were sick of teachers squaring up to them with their flat eyes and their power shields. By the end of the first week back in September, they'd had enough detentions lined up between them to start their own school. Where do you go from there? It was never boring being then in a class with those guys, but it was more like an acid trip than a class. And so it goes on. I mean, you described the boys at first as being little more than charismatic rats, but they seem to grow on you. I mean, it's not exactly conventional school teacher stuff, is it?
Well, it's not exactly conventional school teacher stuff. It's within acceptable parameters for literature for that age group of teenagers. Usually, obviously, you use books that are available from other people, but as I say, I'd tried reading pretty much every book that was available to me that was pitched at that age group, and in the end it just seemed that they were so put off by education, they really were quite sick of education, and other than just punishing them, it didn't seem like there was any other option than to just be prepared to do something a bit special for them so that they, you know, they would get a look at how they were perceived initially in school. By the staff, you know, the staff didn't have a very positive perception of the kids, and I wanted them to see that, you know, we could see through that and get something interesting out of our education.
And is that how it was, Travis? I mean, you were a student of Miss Rusty's. Is that how you felt? You were a disaffected reader, not interested at all.
We'd done our GCSEs in total three times, and every single time we got the same grades, did the same things, and didn't have any concept of ever passing with a decent grade, and we were just told repetitively that we were going to get the same thing, but we might as well keep on trying because we've got an attempt to do better, and we just couldn't be bothered. What was the point to do it again for the same thing?
So what was it like all of you turned on Miss Rusty and said, right, you write the book, you write about us? Was it kind of as all of you together thought that this was going to be a great idea?
It was a group of us were sat down and we just basically kind of like, what would we want to do, what would we do to learn? And over like about 10-15 minutes we collectively decided that it would be, if she did wrote a book for us, we'd start reading it and doing work on it.
And there's the problem. Let's just read you two texts. CJ in Hebden Bridge says, about Miss Rusty, my daughter attends Calder High School. I can't believe you're going to be giving this woman airtime. I, for one, will be switching off. So CJ's probably not listening.
But Mally, on the other hand, says, A&G, Miss Rusty, I think she should be applauded for her commitment and perseverance and not dumbed down out of the brownies.
Sorry, not drummed down to the brownies,
I think. Sorry.
The problem is, though, it got onto the internet. And surely is where it went wrong, because you were giving people their real names. Yes, it was sort of fiction, but based around real people. That was daft, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a disaster. I mean, well, obviously, because it's meant the end of my career.
Yeah, but wasn't it? Come back before that. Wasn't it daft to even think of putting it on the web? I mean, you don't need to be a teacher to know that this is real danger territory. Head of MI6, future head of MI6, has found out what dangerous place that the web is. But when you're dealing with older young people, but still vulnerable young people, names going on there, that. What was going through your mind there?
Well, it was never intended to go onto the internet. That's all I can say, really. I mean, as in the same as people like the MI6 guy, you know, these kind of pitfalls occur. It was actually, I was using a print-on-demand website to make bound copies for the students for when they left school, which was actually a suggestion of my head teacher that it would be nice to give them a commemorative copy.
So the school at this stage knew about what was happening,
did they? The head teacher absolutely approved it going out into the community as a printed book. Obviously not as something that was available on the internet. I wouldn't have considered it acceptable to be on the internet myself either. It was just an accident. I gave it to my husband to put on the print-on-demand website and to print it out, and it appeared accidentally.
OK, now we'll continue our conversation, Travis and Leonora Rustamova, who's here. The school we asked to speak, they haven't spoken publicly in terms of an interview. I've got a long statement in front of them, in front of me here. Rob Good, who's the chair of the governors at Calder High School, said the governors had examined all the relevant information in the case, given careful consideration to the defence that had been presented on your behalf by the National Union of Teachers. 4 days spent in hearing the case and the appeal against the dismissal. You've now been sacked, which is why you're free to speak now. They say you were guilty of misconduct in relation to the unsanctioned publication of material about the school and its students on the internet. In addition, they say the governing body had to take into account other aspects of your conduct, which they say fell short of those required of teachers. And we've mentioned in our news this morning, the case is going to be referred to the General Teaching Council for England. I'm not going to make any further comment. Miss Rusty will. She's live on BBC Radio Leeds. So is one of her former students, Travis Downs. You're with BBC Radio. Sarah and Georgie, BBC Radio Leeds. Great to have your company this morning. We're talking to Leonora Rustamova this morning, known as Miss Rusty, sacked from Calder High School in May after a book she wrote about her pupils ended up on the internet. We've spoken about her before. We've not spoken to her because while she was suspended, she wasn't allowed to speak out. Now that she has been sacked, she's been found guilty of misconduct and her appeal has been turned down. She can speak to us on BBC Radio Leeds. Travis Downs, one of her pupils who featured in the book, is also here. And you're with Andrew and Georgie on BBC Radio Leeds.
What was the content of your book like, Leonora?
Well, as I said before, the content of the book, it wouldn't have been appropriate for all classes, but for that age group in particular, it was appropriate. It was a fiction story. It was a sort of an action story, which is what the boys were interested in. It's not really my thing.
Are there women involved? Because I can imagine young men of Travis's age are quite interested in the opposite sex.
There aren't really women involved. I am actually involved as a character in the story. But the story, I mean, one of the reasons why it's been a bit controversial is that it was written very much in the boys' idiom. You know, for them to be actually interested in reading a story, it had to be something that they would relate to and that they would find entertaining. So it was written about the sort of the national problems for pupils of their age involved, you know.
And we hear all about that, the difficulties of engaging young men, boys in particular, in reading. But isn't it true that one of the pupils, for example, has a bit of a crush on you in the book?
I don't think it's a case that he has a crush on me in the book. There is a reference to one of the students flirting in the class. It wasn't particularly anything other than teenage boys' hormones raging, I would say.
But I think because of the situation and the context, you can see why, from the other side of the fence, people would be concerned. Because they also talk about something which gets into very difficult territory, how you engage students. But, I mean, you continued this out of school, you know, socially, events, you encourage mixing on a social level as well. This is dangerous territory you're into, isn't it? Teenage boys, teacher trying to do her best. And this, presumably, is why you got into the further hot water that we referred to this morning.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was another colleague of mine who was suspended at the same time. I don't know if you know, this is the colleague whose house the social event at the end of term was actually held at. And this was a celebration event as an incentive to get the boys through to the end of school. I should say about the content of the book, my head teacher was fully aware of the book. He gave it a green light after the first five chapters.
Yeah, but not to go on the internet.
No. Well, I don't want to defend it appearing on the internet because that was a mistake. I do want to defend the idea that more needs to be done for disaffected readers. You know, it is a national problem. There is a lot that needs to be done, and the government are crying out for people to, you know, get involved in risk-taking and more creative approaches to draw in these kind of students.
Travis, how do you feel about the treatment of Miss Rusty? How do you feel about her book What has it meant to you as someone who's you know, been a pupil of hers?
It was the first book I ever read, so it was quite an important bit of my life, effectively, and it will stay with me forever. But I think the way Rusty's been treated is unacceptable, really. I don't agree with anything that's been done. But I can understand in some ways why. But at the end of the day, the book was written for kids to learn from, and it has taught the kids it was meant for to learn a bit more and to do a bit more, so it has done the job it was meant to.
Have you read another book since reading Miss
yes.
Rusty's? Have you?
I've read about 3 or 4.
Brilliant.
Interesting. Do you have regrets now, Leonora?
I do have regrets, of course I do. I was absolutely devoted to my job. I think the Calder High School is a good school. I've worked there for 11 years. I absolutely love the kids of Calder High. The parents have been extremely supportive as well, and I feel terrible to have let down my school. I still feel, you know, there are many mistakes that go on in schools. Every day it's a very busy job, and I still feel that, you know, this could have been treated in a different way.
The question of relationships and the appropriateness of those, you know, young woman teacher, the kids were talking about entertaining kids, you know, out of school. I have to say, I did drama at school. We went to, you know, teachers' houses. I'm not sort of raising my eyebrows in shock horror, but again, I'm talking in a different era now from when I was at school, people's eyebrows being raised. This is Keith by text. He says, using real names was unprofessional. Good idea, wrongly executed. It's a pity because teaching people who are seen as unteachable is very hard work. What would you say to Keith?
Well, I would agree with Keith, yeah. I think it's one of the problems with this kind of project is, you know, there is an element of risk in it. It is kind of breaking ground and, you know, obviously there are pitfalls with this. I just think that, you know, I was seeking approval from my head teacher all the way through with this project, and I feel like, you know, I could have been better supported with it when this mistake arose. There was actually, you know, probably a readership of about 20 people from within the community of this book while it was on the... It was very obscure where it was on the internet. And all the people that read it could have easily read it in its book format as it was approved to go out into the community.
What will you do now, Leonora? Will you write?
I'm still in shock at the moment. Yeah. Yeah, from you know, because I was really devoted to what I was doing. But at the moment, I am concentrating on writing. I am actually working my book up into an appropriate format so that it can be published. I have an agent at the moment who's helping me with that. And at the moment, I think that's probably what I'll have to do, you know.
And what about the General Teaching Council? Because having that hanging over your head is something else, I imagine, it's hard to ignore.
It is.
What's that looking at? What in particular are they focusing on there, your appropriateness or suitability to potentially teach in the future?
Yeah, they will be looking at whether this is, you know, my offences are serious enough for me to be struck off as a teacher. Advice that I've had so far suggests that this is not a serious enough infringement to be regarded as that. It's, you know, the intentions were quite clear. It was just a mistake, so hopefully I will get away with a warning of some kind.
You've got a lovely text here from Claire in Wortley. She says, good on you, Miss Rusty. The current curriculum doesn't allow for personal innovation, she says.
Oh, very nice to see you both. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for coming. I love your hair colour, Travis. We've got to get a picture of you for Facebook, definitely.
We will do. He's wearing vivid green top. And what would you describe the hair colour as, Travis?
Orangey red.
Orangey red.
Fabulous. Is it your natural colour?
Unfortunately not.
Thank you both very much indeed. Leonora Rustamova, Miss Rusty, live on BBC Radio Leeds with Andrew and Georgie, and one of the pupils who featured in the book, and as you've heard, is quite a supporter, Travis Downs, on BBC Radio Leeds, focusing this morning on Calder High School in Mytham Road.